最近很多朋友问我。
Recently, many friends have asked me.
高老师
Teacher Gao.
你都能回来蹦的。
You can come back and play.
那何伟还能重返中国吗？
Can Haowei return to China?
这事儿我还真不知道。
I really didn't know about this.
2021年在川大的课堂上。
In 2021, in the classroom at Chengdu University.
因为讲了一些敏感话题。
Because I talked about some sensitive topics.
外教何伟被当众请了出去。
Foreign teacher He Wai was publicly dismissed.
随后他被停了课。
Subsequently, he was suspended from school.
校方委婉地让他休息一年。
The school subtly asked him to take a year off.
再后来
Later,
何伟变卖了房产。
He sold his house.
举家回到了美国。
The whole family returned to the United States.
何伟叫多了。
What did he Wai say?
很多人都忘了他的本名叫彼得·海斯勒，一个地地道道的美国人。
Many people have forgotten his real name, Peter Haspel, a true American.
因为这些年我们总喜欢争论。
Because we have always liked to argue.
谁更懂中国
？Who understands China better?
我们自己人向世界讲述自己。
We tell the world about ourselves.
难免两千年荣光夸夸其谈。
It's inevitable that we'll talk about the glory of the past.
而外媒 BBC 来这里了解。
And the BBC came here to learn about it.
又带了点夸张猎奇。
Also added some exaggerated and bizarre elements.
跟我们看印度一个样。
Come and see India.
如果说西方了解中国还有一个客观的入口和视角的话
If there is an objective entry and perspective for Westerners to understand China
那么这个窗口只能是和
So this window can only be He Wai
对如果你真读过何伟写的中国三部曲江城寻
If you have read Finding My Way in the Three Rivers of China by He Wai
路中国和其实相信你也会惊讶一个老外竟然这么懂中
China and Kixi believe that you will be surprised that foreigner actually understands China so well
中国竟然这么爱中国
Actually, you're so fond of China
他和中国的缘分始于一场意外
His connection with China began with an accident
1995年
1995
彼得·海斯勒来到福岭那会儿的福岭还没什么国际化色彩榨菜比英语出名的多
When Peter Heister came to Luzhou Luzhou was not very international at that time and the most famous vegetable was English
一个美国人站在街头
An American stood on the street
大概比今天在纽约街头看到穿汉服还稀奇。
It's probably much rarer than seeing someone wearing hanfu on the streets of New York today.
他本来只是以和平队志愿者身份来教书。
He was originally just a volunteer teacher for the Peace Corps.
结果一住就住进了中国的毛细血管里。
The result was that I stayed in China's capillaries.
白天他在课堂上讲英语
He teaches English in the daytime
晚上他出没于面馆
He was seen lurking around noodle shops at night
茶馆工地码头
Tea house construction site pier
他不去研究宏观数据
He doesn't study macro data
也不关心任何报告
I don't care about any reports
他关心的是码头
He is concerned about the pier.
工人晚上喝什么酒
What kind of alcohol do workers drink at night?
小孩发烧
Child fever.
谁半夜送医院
Who sent someone to the hospital at night?
一支烟递出去之后
after a cigarette was delivered.
人与人之间发生了什么？
What happened between people?
这才是真正的田野调查。
This is the real field survey.
有些学者研究大国是拿着望远镜站在高楼上看。
Some scholars believe that great powers are like people standing on high buildings looking down at others.
何伟研究大国是蹲在路边摊吃一碗小面。
A wise research on big countries is to sit on the side of the road and eat a bowl of noodles.
何伟最厉害的地方不是观点犀利。
What wise most impressive is not his sharp views.
而是他相信。
Instead, he believes that.
信真正的中国往往藏在那些不重要的人身上。
The real China often lies in ordinary people.
一个卖榨菜的老板。
A vendor selling pickled vegetables.
一个纺织女工。
A female textile worker.
一个英语系学生。
An English major.
一个刚学会开车的工人。
A newly trained driver.
这些人在宏大叙事里没有名字。
These people lack resilience in grand narratives.
但在何伟笔下。
In the pen of He Wai.
他们构成了中国。
They constitute China.
这很像司马迁写《史记》，皇帝当然重要。
This is similar to Seymour Cairn writing the records of the grand historian. Of course, the emperor is important.
但《史记》真正动人的地方。
But the most moving part of the records of the grand historian is.
往往是《刺客列传》《游侠列传》一个文明。
Often, it is the biography of assassins, the biography of rogues, a civilization.
最终不是靠口号组成的。
Ultimately, it's not about slogans,
而是靠无数普通人的悲欢。
Instead, it relies on the joys and sorrows of countless ordinary people.
为什么何伟让大国读者感到震撼？
Why did he wash off the Chinese readers?
因为他写出了许多中国人熟悉。
Because he wrote many things that Chinese people were familiar with.
却没说出口的东西。
But there are things that cannot be said.
他说中国人可能在很多事情上能忍。
He said that Chinese people may be able to tolerate many things.
但在吃上绝不妥协。
But I never compromise on food.
这句话太精准了。
This is a very accurate statement.
你看这里历史。
Look at the history here.
王座可以风雨飘摇。
The throne can be shaken by wind and rain.
但厨房却必须热气腾腾。
But the kitchen must be hot and steamy.
天塌下来。
When the sky falls down,
也得先把饭做好。
I have to cook the meal first.
这是一种极其世俗。
This is an extremely worldly.
也极其顽强的文明韧性。
Also, it has a very strong and resilient civilization.
人最难认识的从来不是别人。
What people find most difficult to understand is not others,
而是自己。
Instead, it's me.
你在一个环境里生活久了。
You have lived in an environment for a long time.
一切都会显得理所当然。
Everything will seem natural.
长城壮观。
The Great Wall is magnificent.
春运正常。
Normal spring festival travel.
父母催婚。
Parents urging to marry.
孩子内卷。
Children are being squeezed.
我们习以为常。
We take it for granted.
何伟却像个第一次看见这一切的人，不断发问。
However, He Wai was like a person who had never seen anything like this before, constantly asking questions.
为什么会这样？
Why is this the case?
这背后意味着什么？
What does this mean?
人们为什么接受它？
Why do people accept him?
所以
So,
读何伟最大的感受不是外国人怎么看中国。
What Wayne he felt most was not how foreigners viewed China.
而是原来我们一直生活在这么值得惊讶的地方。
Instead, we have always lived in such a surprising place.
何伟最可贵的一点是
What is most admirable about he was?
克制，他不扮演先知，也不扮演审判者。
He didn't play the role of a prophet or a judge.
这句话听起来简单。
This sentence sounds simple.
其实非常难。
Actually, it's very difficult.
因为在今天这个时代
Because in this era,
人人都急着表态，理解。
Everyone rushed to express their understanding.
比判断慢得多。
It's much slower than judging.
记录比立场寂寞得多。
The record is lonely, not the position.
而何伟愿意把一生花在慢慢看懂中国这件事上。
And he is willing to spend his life learning about China slowly.
2011年
2011,
这套中国三部曲在国内正式出版后
After this set of three Chinese novels was officially published in China,
迅速成为现象级读物
quickly become a phenomenon level book.
很多本土读者第一次发现一个外国人写出的中国
Many local readers are first exposed to a Chinese written by a foreigner.
竟然比某些本土叙事更真实
It is more realistic than some local narratives.
更震撼。
More shocking.
从某种意义上说
In a sense,
何伟比很多国人更爱中国。
He loves China more than many Chinese people.
看完他的中国三部曲后
After watching his Chinese trilogy,
我是有些热泪盈眶的。
I'm a little emotional.
大家都口口声声说
Everyone keeps saying,
说爱这里，爱一个国家。
I love this country.
不是只看他的辉煌。
Not just looking at his achievements.
而是愿意凝视他的裂缝。
Instead, he was willing to gaze at the crack.
看见他的疼痛。
Seeing his pain.
笨拙。
Clumsy.
矛盾和不完美之后。
After the conflict and imperfection,
仍然愿意写下这里的人值得被理解。
I still want to write about the people here who deserve to be understood.
这才是最难的爱。
This is the most difficult love.
而何伟做到了，他的中国三部曲推荐。
And he successfully completed his Chinese trilogy recommendation.
所有人都去读一读。
Everyone read it.